Well, in the first round of regional action, the Kiam Cougars went out ready to get to the second round as they beat Glidden Ralston 57-42 at home to move on to the second round of regionals. While starting out slow in the first quarter, the Cougars were able to pick things up in the second after leading just 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. Head coach Ian Hunt was proud of the looks that his boys were getting, but sometimes the percentages come to get you early.
Yeah, we really liked the shots we were getting there in that first quarter, and we always just say law of averages are going to start falling there. So, yeah, I thought we came and played with a good energy, and the defensive end was really good, especially in that first half. I think we gave up one or two O-boards in the first half, so we were very happy with that end of the fourth.
The success for Cam was their excellent ball movement and defensive transition that continued to hold this game so closely.
I think we did a really good job of finding guys who were open and guys who were hitting shots. First half, Ryan Bauer was really hitting quite a few shots. Second half, Colin Bauer kind of found his rhythm. We did a good job of finding him, feeding the post, and we have a lot of selfless guys on the team. That worked out for us.
Both Ryan and Colin Bauer led the Cougars in scoring on Monday. Ryan led in the scoring column with 21 points while dishing out 2 assists. Colin earned another double-double with 18 points, 14 of which came in the second half of action, and also hauled in 10 rebounds on the night. These two were a tale of separate halves, but together created a dominant force in the hardwood.
They just do a lot of great things. Both of them are very good defenders, on-ball defenders, have a lot of play with a lot of energy, a lot of hustle, and they just do a great job offensively for us too.
Jace Jotty also came out ready to play in a rotational role with a total of 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists, while he was just short of a double-double. Coach Hunt likes the versatility that Jotty has offered on the floor this season.
Yeah, we really like his game. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife out there for us. We can put him down in the post. We can pull him out to the perimeter for bigger guys on him. And he's done a really good job of kind of figuring out how to play and who's guarding him and knowing the personnel. And again, another selfless player who's willing to kick out to open shooters and does a lot of good things for us.
Looking down at the rest of the scores for Cam, Chase Speaker had 5 points and 1 rebound, while Brody Polson put down 2 points and hauled in 3 boards. For Glidden Ralston, the Wildcats were led in scoring by the player of the game, Jonathan Bergmeyer, with a total of 23 points and 2 boards. Kobe Wallace followed up with 9 points and 9 rebounds, just short of a double-double. Emmett Snyder hauled in 5 boards and finished with 5 points. Charles Schoen finished off scoring with 4 points and had 5 rebounds on the night. Cam head coach Ian Hunt is excited to move on to the second round, especially in a win against a conference opponent and one that they split the series with earlier in the regular season.
It's always exciting to move on. Another week you get to hang around with these guys. That's the best part is being around this team, and it's always good when you can get a win over a team like this. This is a very good Glidden Ralston team with a lot of good young players, so always excited to get a good win.
While looking at the second round of basketball action, the Cam Cougars will be taking on the Madrid Tigers after their 76-38 win over Woodward Academy last night. This will be a tough competition to say the least, as the Tigers are on a 12-game winning streak.
We're just going to kind of look there defensively. We're going to look at a lot of matchups this week and try to throw in some different sets. They're a very good basketball team. We're going to have to bring a lot of energy on defense and the offensive end, and we're going to really have to take care of the ball.
Cam travels to Madrid this Thursday, February 15th, with the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.